Only now, she was sitting in her apartment playing stupid online war games and avoiding her final. Some of us are getting together at Bergie's. A drink could clear your head. Judy tossed aside the tablet that housed her video games, her email, her life, and stood. I need to shower first.
I'm on assignment, Rick whispered to himself once he hit the campus of the University of Washington.
Didn't matter that he'd started his trek en route to Boise State, the college where Karen had told him Judy studied. He only wasted one plane ticket to the wrong destination. He scouted the auditorium where graduation ceremonies would take place, looked at the location he'd been told the VIPs were going to stand while they watched their sons, daughters, or in this case, sisters, walk. Michael Wolff, the celebrity and friend Rick was there to protect, was the Elvis of modern film, minus the guitar and voice. Michael's entire family, parents, siblings, and even his ex-wife, would be present for Judy's graduation. The paparazzi were the most likely obstacle to overcome, but Rick knew he couldn't be too cautious. He envisioned the tiny pixie that had held adventure and fire in her blood and smiled. The arena was fine, he decided. Two main exits were the only places the media could breach. It would take less than three men to manage, and Michael and his family could watch Judy's graduation in peace. On second thought, maybe he'd add a fourth man to the job so he could watch Judy graduate.
Does everything meet with your approval, Mr. Evans?
Rick had nearly forgotten about the administrator of campus security who had joined him.
How much security do you have on hand on graduation day?
A dozen are scheduled.
Trusted? None can be bought, right?
It wouldn't be the first time a security guard earned a quick buck by letting the media slip in.
Of course.
Pete, the head of security, looked offended.
So, where do the graduating seniors hang out 2 weeks before graduation?
Rick hadn't gone to college. He'd joined the Marines shortly after high school. Formal education or pushing paper around all day wasn't in the cards for him. No, he wanted adventure. So much fucking adventure that his buddies had been killed and parts of his own body were damaged and scarred thanks to his time in the service. Yeah, once a Marine, always a Marine. But at 31, he didn't have a strong desire to go back. He didn't regret his time, but it did seem as if he had simply put his life on hold while everyone else passed him by. Now that his last remaining Marine colleague was married and had a kid of his own, it felt like maybe Rick was missing a key element in life. When the nights were long and sleep evaded him, Rick's thoughts moved to one person, Utah. God, she was piss and vinegar, sexy and smart, all rolled into one. Not that he should pollute her world, but he couldn't stop thinking about her. Bergie's was a dive off the college row of trendy joints where most of the kids hung. This was for the slightly older students, blowing off steam during their last days of carefree college life. A slow, steady sprinkling of rain fell outside, but the windows were open to the outside to let the air circulate. It was only 9, but the bar was packed and the music was loud. The perfect combination for forgetting or hooking up. Somehow, he did think he'd see Utah inside. But she'd surprised him before, so who knew? Rick stepped into the bar and let the door behind him shut. The mat under his feet was soaked, so wiping was a joke. He moved past the first booth and the burnt bouncer that sat close to the door. The man wasn't attentive enough to realize that Rick, wearing more than one weapon, had breached the walls. Not that Rick had any intentions of showing anyone his guns. Well, not the bought and paid for ones, in any event.
Hey, handsome, what can I get you?
The cocktail waitress, who was too skinny and too needy, zeroed in on him before he could smell the stale beer. Her invitation was more about showing each other their body parts than offering him a beverage. Rick stuck with a drink.
Heineken.
She winked.
You got it.
She disappeared with a shake of her hips and a flick of her bleached blonde hair. Not his type. The smile that always sat on his lips pivoted a couple of heads in his direction, but when he glanced beyond the eyes following him, the women twisted around in their seats and returned to the conversations they were having with other patrons. Blondie balanced the lone beer on her tray and licked her lips while she handed it to him. He fished a 10 from his wallet.
Keep the change.
The 10 disappeared in the tiny pocket of her short skirt.
I'm off at midnight.
And I'm here looking for someone.
She offered a small pout.